Hurricane Florence forced a lot of people from their homes. The storm also forced hospitals in affected areas to shift patients to other facilities, making the healing process that much harder. Rusty Jacobs has this report.
Christian Lawson has dealt with storms before.
The only thing I really haven't been in is a bad earthquake.
Lawson has been a nurse in Tennessee, Georgia, and California. Now he directs emergency services for UNC hospitals. That includes overseeing Carolina Air Care, the fleet of helicopters that ferry patients and supplies to and from UNC hospitals.
Flight Watch, go ahead.
In just a few moments, a helicopter will take a pediatric team from Chapel Hill to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center in Fayetteville, where floodwaters from the Cape Fear River are rising. 80 patients have been transported to UNC hospitals due to Florence, with an array of conditions.
Respiratory failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and sepsis.
Catherine Handley is UNC's Director of Patient Logistics.
We've seen patients from newborns all the way to senior citizens from nursing homes.
These storm-related transfers add to the stress patients already bear in dealing with their illnesses. Christian Lawson.
What's happening back home? What's happening to my family? What's happening to my pets? What's happening to my house, my apartment, et cetera, my personal belongings? It really can impact the ability to heal because of all those additional emotional stressors.
Many of the flooded areas in North Carolina were still recovering from Hurricane Matthew. The 2016 storm may have provided one benefit, if you can call it that. It gave the state and its main hospitals a chance to review how they coordinate the transfer of patients when disaster strikes. Christian Lawson says the lessons seem to have paid off.
This time around, it felt very organized, excellent communication from state through Duke to all of those hospitals across the state that were supporting the acceptance of these patients.
Duke Health is coordinating hospital transfers for the State Emergency Operations Center. And another aircraft takes off. Its mission? Pick up a sick newborn in flooded Cumberland County and transfer the infant to Chapel Hill. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.